This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 21st of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Sole, Fastnet, Fair Isle, and Faroes. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, England, 1000, moving quickly eastwards and losing its identity by 18000 on Sunday. A new low expected Biscay, 1015, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, squally showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, squally showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time, except in Fisher, becoming northwest 5 to 7. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Humber. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, southwest 7 or gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dover, becoming northeast 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Plymouth, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northeast 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fitzroy. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in East Sole and East Fastnet. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times later in Rockall. Squally showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, showers, moderate or good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, north northeast 6, 19 miles, 1017, rising. Stornoway, north northwest 5, recent rain, 8 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lerwick, north northwest 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 1008, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 3, slight drizzle and rain, 14 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 4, slight drizzle, 11 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Lucas, north northwest 3, 30 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Boomer, north northeast 5, rain 2 miles, 1008, now rising. Bridlington, north 6, 1000, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 5 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 5 miles, 1010. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 6, 1011, rising. Jersey, west by south 4, 19 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1013. Scilly Automatic, northwest 2, 11 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1012, rising. Aberporth, northwest 5, recent rain, 14 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Valley, northwest by west 2, rain 1 mile, 1010, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north by east 3, rain 3 miles, 1009, rising quickly. Valencia, north northeast 3, moderate showers, 7 miles, 1018, rising. Ronald's Way, north by west 3, slight rain, 15 miles, 1011, rising quickly. Malinhead, north northeast 6, 8 miles, 1016, rising. Macrihenish Automatic, north 4, more than 38 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, an area of low pressure lying over England, will move away eastwards across the North Sea during Saturday night, and this will bring some locally heavy rain and gale or severe gale force winds at first in places, especially in the southeast. During Sunday, a showery north or northwest flow will become established over the country. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later, showers squally at times, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times later, showers, occasionally squally north, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northerly, backing northwesterly 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 6 or 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then decreasing 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, rain at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly veering northerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, decreasing 4 to 6, rain at first in north, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest veering northeast 4 to 6, showers, squally until later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in far west, showers, squally until later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwesterly 5 to 3, veering northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in west. Rain at first in north, otherwise showers, good occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, mainly north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain then showers, squally until later, moderate or good, occasionally good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, mainly north 5 to 7, backing north or northwest 3 to 5. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north 5 to 6, decreasing north or northwest 4 or 5. Rain then mainly fair, mainly good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, north or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Rain at first in Far East, otherwise showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 6 or 7, backing north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Mainly northerly 5 to 7, backing westerly or northwesterly. Squally showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers, mainly good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
On BBC Radio 4.
My name is Carrie. I'm with the ambulance service. These calls are recorded and we know exactly where you are.
In the ambulance control room, every call could mean a life on the line.
Give the phone back to Caitlin, leave the tent and walk away right now. Do I make myself clear?
And every second matters.
If you can hear me, don't get in the car.
But what happens when Carrie's the one in crisis?
I'm so sorry.
You're nothing to be sorry about.
Lifelines, drama by Al Smith. This Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon at 2:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Pentagon has unveiled new rules for journalists accredited to cover the work of the US military. They include a pledge not to disclose unauthorized information and limits on reporters' movements within the department. The move has drawn criticism from both journalists and lawmakers. David Willis has the details.
The new guidelines limit journalists based at the Pentagon to only publishing information that has been authorized for release by department officials. Those who fail to adhere to the policy will forfeit their press credentials. The US Defense Department has been the subject of a series of leaks in recent months. The man leading it, Pete Hegseth, who was recently given the title Secretary of War, said in a social media post that the press doesn't run the Pentagon. And he urged that 90 or so journalists accredited to work there to, as he put it, wear a badge and follow the rules or go home.
US officials have clarified that the Trump administration's move to increase the annual visa fee for skilled workers to $100,000 would apply only to new requests. A White House official said the fee would not affect those who already have H-1B visas, as Ambarasan Etirajan explains.
That has come as a big relief because we have heard from various people on social media how they were cancelling their flights because this is a busy festive season in India. And some of those in India were already making plans to return to the US. So that is the big confusion. Now, the numbers, as far as the numbers are concerned, it's a huge setback for those aspiring to go to the US for their new jobs because they go and work in companies like Microsoft, Amazon or Alphabet. So it will be a huge setback for those who want to pursue their American dream.
The Civil Defense Agency in Gaza says more than 85 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Saturday. Among the victims were the brother and sister-in-law of the director of the Al-Shifa Hospital, who was on duty as their bodies were brought into the